Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Market opened about 500 points down today. The S&P about 56 points down. The Dow is the one that has swung back and forth. It's 487 and some change right now. You have the banking crisis, thanks to the Biden administration and a woke board. You have tensions on the rise after a Russian jet hits a U.S. drone. There were a pair of jets that were shadowing the U.S. drone in international waters, by the way. Not doing anything wrong. A couple of stories we're following for you today on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Pete Stauber will be here today to talk about Joe Biden's war on energy. We're going to talk about the PERS bill in the North Dakota legislature. That's pension reform that they're working on for state employees with North Dakota House Rep Greg Seaman be here today on the program. And whatever else is on your mind at 855-200-1776. That's the number you use today. Not the usual 271-1100, but 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Yesterday on the program, we promised we'd give a little more time to this question of Donald Trump using nicknames. So here's the question of the day. Should Donald Trump do as he did in 2016 and give his political opponents in the quest for the Republican nomination nicknames? He had one for Joe Biden, too, didn't he, Kev? What is it, like Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. So not just his Republican opponents for the nomination, but his Democrats as well. Ron DeSantis would probably be his most formidable opponent at this point. And we learned yesterday that after the trip to Iowa, some reporters pressed him on the plane and said, you know, we hear reports that you're going to use Tiny D for Ron DeSantis. And he said, I like that one. And he promised not to use Meatball, as though Meatball was some sort of offensive I don't know. You're kind of a meatball. Is that just a nickname, isn't it?
Meathead, yeah. Meatball. Yeah, I can see it.
He's a New York guy.
Huh? Anyway, he said that's disrespectful. He wouldn't use that one, but Tiny D was okay. Or Rhonda Sanctimonious was okay. Another one he's used. Bottom line.
Infighting will not win.
Should he go the nickname route? This go around, or should he be a different Donald Trump? Let us know what you think. 855-200-1776. Mark in Grand Forks is first. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think that using the nicknames, I mean, we've seen this before. And I think if you have some nicknames maybe for the other side, I mean, maybe that's okay. But, you know, at the risk of sounding really woke here, or not woke, but at the risk of sounding liberal, I think there's a lesson that we can maybe learn from the Democrats. And I can't stand the Democrats because their ideology is all wrong. But they are loyal to their own party to a fault. And I don't think that, you know, we need to cover up ill or wrongdoings, anything like that. But you know, when Bernie Sanders was in the primaries leading up to the past election or whoever, you know, his thing was always stick to the issues. That's all he cared about. And I think there's a lesson to be learned in that. I remember when Donald Trump had his announcement speech down at Mar-a-Lago running for president again this time. And if the guy sticks to policy, sticks to ideology, we win hands down.
Bingo.
But the instant that you go out there and act like a fourth grader and say, oh, Tiny D or Ron Sanctimonious or whatever he's going to nickname Nikki Haley or anybody else, I just think that it sounds petulant at best. And I think that just stick to the issues and stick to ideology, and that's the stuff that will bring people in, not this little schoolyard name calling.
Exactly what I've been saying.
Can he do his shtick, for lack of a better term, which certainly riles up the MAGA crowd, of which I would include myself. You know, you like it, you laugh, you're just saying this guy's different. Can he do that and also do the policy stuff?
I think there's room for that. I think there's absolutely room for that. But does it have to come across as petulance all the time? I voted for Donald Trump twice, and if he gets the nomination, I'll vote for the guy again, because I'm certainly not voting for the other side of the aisle. But I think that, you know, when you always come across that way as always having to punch down and go to the lowest common denominator, I don't think that's a winning strategy. I truly don't.
Nope. Spot on. And that's the whole thing about it, too, punching down. If he just sticks to the policy and sticks to the issue, he'll draw people in on that. And again, if I was him, if I was on his team, I'd be like, sir, let's put Joe Biden in the crosshairs.
Put all this nonsense
in the crosshairs. Put all of that. Make fun of all of that.
You know what? Kevin would be fired instantly after he mentioned that advice right there. You're fired.
Well, I've been fired before, so I'm kidding.
Thanks. No, guys. Appreciate
you. You bet, man.
Your call, Mark. Thank you very much.
The argument should be from him is about the ability to do everything that they say they want to do. You know, they want to secure the border. They want to get crime under control. They want to get inflation down. They want to unleash American energy production. All of those things you go, all right, because they're all going to say the same thing. Biden sucks. That's why we're not doing any of that. And this is everything that needs to get fixed. Well, then it comes down to who can do it, who can actually fix it. And so far, in my book, Trump's the guy that can do it.
Hey, show that.
It isn't just talk.
Absolutely. He actually did it.
He's the guy that can do it, but he's not. You know, the middle has got to buy in, and they won't do it. All they can think about is how mean he was to Ron DeSantis.
You know, if he swore off the nicknames, you know, the vast majority of the media would be goading him the entire time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why are you not using nicknames?
To the issues. I'm sticking to the issues because that's what the American people care about. We're focused on the things we're going to fix immediately. That's it. That's it. It's not that hard.
Is Donald Trump that disciplined?
KJP. No, is he that? Not. I don't think he is. No.
Is he that disciplined that he can play, a little bit of chess with everybody here and say, no, I'm going to. I got the MAGA crowd. Yeah. I love them. They love me. Done. Now I want to go a little bit further and get another group of folks who say I love his policies, but I didn't like A, B, C, D. By the way, I think those people are a bunch of woke knotheads, but I don't know that we're going to be able to change their mind. Anybody that says I like Donald Trump's policies, but I didn't like what he did on Twitter, seriously, do you care about the country? Can you see with your own eyes? And now we have an incredible opportunity to say, there was Trump's policies for 4 years. There was Biden's for 4 years. Which one did a better job?
And that's the one point that can lead him to victory is the people in the middle that have gone, listen, it is that bad. It's no matter what I think of the guy, it is that bad. And they'll say, yeah, well, he's the guy that did it. He can do it again. So they'll swallow their whatever hatred of him, making fun of whoever, taking jabs at people, and they would put him in there. I don't know that it's enough to win. We'll see. But yeah, it's
question
tactics,
of the
man.
Question of the day: should Trump stick with the nickname "shtick," for lack of a better term, or should he lose the nicknames altogether? His closest opponent at this point, Ron DeSantis, he's calling him Ron DeSanctimonious. He's calling him Tiny D. You good with that? Tell us at 855-200-1776 or text us 701-237-1590. But call 855-200-1776. Texter says he's trying to toughen up people so they're not so thin-skinned, butthurt over a name-calling. Really? That is how we got into this position, by being butthurt and pandering to the left for 40 years, starting with the politically correct. DeSantis wanted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and did not want ethanol. Do your research, people, before spouting off. Without Trump, yes, he's an arrogant New Yorker, but without him, we would be under a central bank digital currency lockdown for the entire country, ruined, and everybody knows it, and can see if they can't, they're stupid or brain dead. Wow, what do you really think? I want a strong...
They're right, we love Donald Trump. We don't love the guy personally. Some don't, some do, some don't care. But the policies, love him. Couldn't love him more and everything that he did. But when we talk about all of the name-calling or the nicknames, that has to do with winning the White House, with actually winning an election. In this country, who knows, especially with the states in question. So there's two conversations that, are being had about DJT.
Very fascinating here. We got another segment of the question of the day. Lay it on us. Jimmy in Aberdeen, South Dakota, when we come back. Lots of texts rolling in. More calls, too, at 855-217-76. Later, did you know the Red Cross is distributing packets showing migrants where to cross the U.S. border? The illegal immigrants. Here's where you get into the United States illegally. The Red Cross. Tell you more coming up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When we think March, we think crop insurance. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We will be hosting a March farmer meeting to discuss the 2023 outlook, which will include examples using set spring MPCI prices and share strategies that are geared towards protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Let us at Irie Insurance be your crop insurance partner. Join us for our meeting in Hillsboro on Thursday, March 2nd at 8 a.m. For location details, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your Mind continues with a question. Should Donald Trump continue to do the nickname shtick, or is that a 2016 thing? Time to move on from the nicknames. Will Ron DeSanctimonious or Tiny D help him win against Ron DeSantis? Does it work? Should he continue it? Question of the day on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, chicken fried steak at the 45th Street location in Fargo today. lasagna on NP Avenue, scalloped potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29, Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, Harwood, always great, Glendon, Ulan, those locations of PetroServe USA and the Cafe USA locations, Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Soon, those home cook and grab-and-go convenience specials will be available in Castleton and Wahpeton, too, as they continue to expand PetroServe USA. Jimmy in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Nicknames, yes or no, for Donald Trump?
No.
How so?
Well, it's just, I don't think it works. It will work. I think that he needs to just move past that now. He did all that in the, when he was first elected and tried it in the second one. He just needs to move past that, stick to the issues kind of thing. Because one of the things, if he becomes a nominee, I have not necessarily a fear, but a concern, is that will the Republican House, Senate, will they work with him? Because they did not work with him in the first term, and that's why he struggled and had to get do things, you know, a different way. And I voted for him twice. I'll vote for him again. I just think he needs to just stick to the issues kind of thing and just and deal with, get rid of all those woke people that are in the government now that he tried to get, well, he didn't get rid of them. And I think that's one of the things that hurt him is all those other, you know, the people within the government, just, they just did not work with him at all. And I'm hoping he would get back in, but I don't know if the Republicans will work with him.
Fantastic, Jimmy. Appreciate it. You're echoing the opinions of a lot of different folks here today. That's why we're asking yes or no on the nicknames. Kevin, Fergus Falls, you go.
Hey, thanks, Scott, Kevin. Back to Ronald Reagan and same policies, good guy, loved him, would vote for him 1,000 times. Did you ever hear him call anybody nicknames? The whole thing is when you're in positions like the United States and Senate and lawyers, and you say the honorable, you say mister, you say ma'am. To me, it's very childish. Yeah, I don't know. But does anybody remember Reagan calling out names? Thanks.
No. And, you know, that's the, it's almost like, if he just stops what he just said, to stop the child, you know, stop that. But Scott, you made the best question. Can he? Is he capable of doing that?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's the fact that he enjoys it, he sees some strategy to it, it is electing him president, or if it's just, I've just not, that level right. of discipline is and not something that he has.
And while, you know, while his base doesn't care, it's the people that say, he's just not very presidential. You know, be more presidential. Is kind of the advice I'd get. Dude, just be more presidential. Have that in your head.
855-200-1776 to weigh in. A lot of texts we got to get to here as well. One texter says, this is what you waste radio time on? Nicknames? Really? How about economy, war, border, elections? Anybody that won't vote for Trump because he used a nickname is a first grader. Remember, he isn't lying about everything like the other people are. The reason the other politicians, Republican and Democrat, won't work with him because he's not a swamp dweller, and they are mostly swamp creatures. Ding, 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 ding. that's a colorful text there, by golly. Appreciate that.
I don't see DeSantis, a guy like DeSantis, as a swamp creature. I don't see Pompeo as being a swamp creature. You know, I don't see the Trump's team, which he needs to quit taking shots at. I don't see a lot of swamp creature. I certainly do on the other side of the aisle.
Texas says Ron DeSantis is 5'11", which is taller than most. Calling him Tiny D is an insult to most men in the country.
There you go.
Well, Donald Trump's just so darn tall. Everybody's short compared to him, so I think that's why it's done. As a diehard Trump fan, the names have to stop. Why would you burn bridges of people you need to work with in the future? I love everything else he does. I love how he holds people accountable, but the nicknames is old election stuff. Worked once, but no more.
Yes, 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 yes.
On a good note, my snowblower is back from being in the shop for repairs the last 3 weeks, so it probably won't snow anymore this winter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate that. In 2016, says a listener, Trump ran as an outsider. He's no longer an outsider. He needs to stop with the names, focus on the issues, and make it all about beating Biden's policies.
Amen. There you are.
Starting to get a strong lead on the no nickname side.
Send every one of these to his camp, because that's what he needs to hear.
Another listener says, Paul Ryan backs DeSantis. Enough said. All right. Another, Trump will lose support from his base that is educated about the COVID shots unless he comes out publicly and says he was wrong to continue to promote the shots when it's hurt so many people. I noticed in Iowa this week at his speech there, he was talking about the COVID vaccines and how quickly they came out. That's a distinction where he and DeSantis are different, because DeSantis was not a fan. And so not a fan of the mandates or anything else. That is going to be interesting to see how that particular issue plays out. Yeah. Quit the name calling of fellow Republicans. It gets him nowhere. Stick to the issues and what he can do. Fix this mess of a country. He needs Ron DeSantis on his side if he wins the nomination. All right. Wise audience we have here, Kev, isn't it? Very wise.
That's
very wise.
Always. Oh, and just common sense prevails on this. You know, come on. Spend your time focusing on the fix. What's the fix?
Here's another listener. Trump holds the most votes ever held by a Republican and lost to a Democrat that got the most votes ever. So I don't get how Trump's strategy is bad. Most votes ever as a Republican. If you believe Biden got more than Barack Obama, I don't know what to say, I guess. Fox News even had trouble finding a DeSantis over Trump supporter in Florida. I'm going to put that one down as a okay with nicknames, saying, hey, he's got the most votes ever. Give him some credit for that, which is true.
There's election fraud in there mixed in with, you know, election tactics and what we're talking about, what it's going to take to win. But, yeah.
Another pro-nickname listener here says, being presidential doesn't seem to get things done. Bush, Obama, Biden, these guys were presidential. What happened there? Well, I still think he could get things done. It's a question of what it'd take to win. That's what we're really talking.
Right. Everybody knows what he can do without being that guy. So put the crosshairs across the aisle on all the nonsense and talk and focus on the fix. Specifically.
I'll tell you the tally when we come back. How about that? And Congressman Pete Stauber will join us as well to talk about President Biden's war on energy. When will that nightmare end? That and a whole lot more still to come on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Showing the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been hot spring spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is calling Russia's interception of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea unprofessional.
Two Russian Su-27 aircraft conducted unsafe and unprofessional intercept with a U.S. Air Force intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance unmanned MQ-9 aircraft.
Russian jets forced down a U.S. drone flying in international airspace Tuesday morning. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said these type of aircraft have been flying over the region for some time, and intercepts are not uncommon. The state of Ohio suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. Attorney General Dave Yost announced the state seeking damages, civil penalties, and a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk Southern's escalating accident rates, up 80% over 10 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Businesses that you do business with are over 100 years of age. That's some amazing stuff right there. Over 100 years old. Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, well over 100, started in 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and the mechanical contractor services. So think about that when you're in need of those kind of services. Okay, what kind of history do they have? What kind of track record do they have? Over 100 years at H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com or call 223-3393. Congressman Pete Sauber back with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Pete. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. Better now that you and your fellow Republicans in the House are in control. Thank you very much.
It's much different, and I want to first off give a shout out to your great member of Congress, Kelly Armstrong. He's doing great work in our nation's capital.
What is he on? 80 committees? I've lost track now, for crying out loud.
He's on. We put a lot of workload on Kelly's shoulders, and he can handle it. He's doing a wonderful job, and He's helping us lead HR1 on the floor, as well as myself. So we're looking forward to it.
That's great. And HR1 is this war on energy. Telling that it's HR1 in and of itself, right, that it's the top priority of the House Republican Conference?
That's right. HR1 is the Lower Energy Cost Act for Americans, and it has permitting reforms in it and pushes for the use of American technology, American resources, pushes for mining in our country rather than overseas. And it's a really good piece of legislation. And I tell you what, it's much different if your listeners remember the Democrats' HR1 2 years ago was what? It was the federal takeover of elections. So there's a different philosophy with the Republicans in the majority.
Yeah, that's great. Paint a picture of what would be different if HR1 becomes law?
Well, first off, I mean, look at if HR1 becomes law, you look at expanding the oil fields in North Dakota, more fracking, the lignite coal you have at the connected with Great River Energy, 800 years of lignite coal that will still be produced and be a part of our energy consumption throughout the country. We would be mining in the United States of America rather than getting in memorandums of understanding with the Congo, who use child slave labor and have zero environmental or zero labor standards. We can mine, for example, in northeastern Minnesota in the Duluth complex, which has the biggest copper nickel find in the world. And Biden just took 225,000 acres offline for us to mine those minerals purely for political reasons, because he didn't even follow the process. There'll be more access to permits to drill, for example, in the Permian Basin in West Texas and northeast New Mexico. These are things that we all want and need, and it will help that philosophy of all of the above and all of the best energy across our nation.
Let's talk a moment about the strategy in getting it passed. Obviously, the Senate would be a different animal, but have you got enough Joe Manchins over there where this thing has a real shot of passing in the Senate?
I really do believe it will pass the Senate once it gets out of the House. So the strategy is to make sure that if we're going to transition to alternative sources of energy, for example, the permitting process, the reform in our permitting process needs to happen, because you're not going to get transmission lines permitted. It'll take 10 or 11, 12 years to do that. And so this makes the process more transparent and puts one agency in charge. It limits frivolous lawsuits. And, for example, my legislation that I've been working on for 2 years is part of H.R. 1, and that's Permitting for Mining Needs Act. As some of you know, northeastern Minnesota, mining is our past, present, our future. I believe our future is bright. And what that will do is allow us to mine these critical minerals that we need and we use in our everyday lives here in America. And the opportunities are endless. And in my piece of legislation, I have a litigation after a record of decision. Litigation or any lawsuit can only happen within 120 days. Right now, we're seeing lawsuits happen 5 and 6 years later on record of decisions, etc. So this allows the process to be more transparent, open, one single agency in charge of a specific project to follow through with a full environmental impact statement in a reasonable amount of time. It's a really, really good package, and I think that Senator Manchin understands that. In West Virginia, that's coal country. He understands the need for energy, and we know that we're going to need almost double our energy by 2050. You know, we're going to have 2 billion people more in this country, and every individual is an energy consumer.
Go back to the lawsuits for a second. What are they suing for?
Well, I'll give you an example. A mine in northeastern Minnesota, Polymet Mine, it's now called New Range Mining. They combined with another mining company called Teck. Anyhow, Polymet is in its 20th year of permitting, and they find where maybe an I wasn't dotted or a T wasn't crossed, and they put the lawsuit forward, or they want to re-litigate or re-mitigate a certain portion of the legislation, or a certain portion of maybe an air or a water permit, and it ties it up in litigation. And there's theory on that, because they're anti-jobs and anti-mining people. Their theory is to stop the investment in the project. If they can just continue to litigate and litigate and litigate, they feel the investors will just move on. And that's their strategy. And it's not only the strategy in Minnesota. It's in North Dakota. It's in Texas. It's in New Mexico. It's in Pennsylvania. It's in Colorado. It's across the nation.
If you are able to get this bill passed and signed by Joe Biden, and I want to ask about Biden in a minute here, but is there any chance with the mining in Minnesota you'd have a problem with that onerous, I don't know what you call them, but woke, I'll call them that, the Greta Thunbergs of Minnesota that would stop it? Would you have trouble? I mean, would the federal...
I know what you're saying. I will tell you that the constituents that I represent deserve these great paying jobs. We've mined in northeastern Minnesota for over 140 years. The cleanest water is in northeastern Minnesota, in the heart of mining. So what we know how to do it best. Now we have the left coast and the east coast with powerful money trying to stop these projects. Yet they'll use critical minerals mined by child slave labor and with under horrendous working conditions. So we believe that when we get HR 1 across the finish line, we'll have an opportunity not only in northeastern Minnesota, but across the country, including North Dakota and South Dakota and the other 47 states.
Pete, you just brought up one great point that I just wanted to touch on quick about the hypocrisy of all of it. First of all, these are the first people that will tell you, hey, you got to have an electric car. We're going to mandate that. Get rid of your chainsaw and your lawnmower and everything else that are good with, you know, child slave mines in the Congo getting their electric vehicles for them all set up. But, you know, hey, nope, can't have any of that here. Can't actually do it, ethically and do it correctly. Can't do that anywhere in Minnesota. It's unreal.
Well, what happens is it gets worse than that, because I had an amendment that said the United States of America will not buy 1 ounce of critical minerals mined by child slave labor, and it went down on a party line vote. Every Democrat voted against my amendment, and it's unconscionable that we or the Democrats look the other way on the sourcing of these minerals. And then they want their iPhones, they want their iPads, they want their electric vehicles, they want their the batteries to power these electric vehicles without looking at the sourcing of the minerals that make it work. And so we're exposing them. As the chair of Energy and Minerals Resources in the House of Representatives, I'm exposing the hypocrisy, as you just said. I mean, we have experts testifying in Congress, and believe it or not, an expert came in that the Democrat brought in, and this Democrat expert said, I can't, and this is her words, I can't believe that we use coal when we can use electricity. That's the Democrat expert, and it got a lot of laugh out of the room. And so this is the mentality we're dealing with. They think the electricity just comes out of the outlet. They don't understand the generation, transmission, and distribution of our energy.
Ultimately, this would have to be signed, obviously, by President Biden to become law. He just green-lighted a project that ConocoPhillips wanted him to do in Alaska. Some people are saying it's a sign of a shift to the middle for him. I don't know what it is, but politics as usual. But does that bode well for H.R. 1?
Well, you got to look at the other side of it. He also took off millions of acres from being able to strategically extract the oil in the oil-rich North Slope area of Alaska. So he's trying to be cute by half by taking off millions of acres and then allowing ConocoPhillips to have three pads. So he's trying to be cute by half, but we need this energy. We should never, ever rely on foreign adversarial nations for energy in our country. And this administration will do anything to take the jobs from the American worker. And I say Joe Biden is anywhere but America, and any worker but American. We see that in the oil production, where he goes to the OPEC convention for oil, when we have barrels of oil that we can take right out of the great state of North Dakota or Texas or New Mexico, and we do it cleaner than anybody else. And so the opportunities that we have are endless, and we're forcing this administration and forcing the conversation with involving the American public.
So glad you are.
Energy independent and critical mineral dominant.
Keep at it. We're rooting for you. Congressman Pete Stauber from Minnesota 8. Thanks for the time.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She gets what she wants all the time, 'cause she's fine. But for an angel, she's a hot, hot mess. Make you so blind, but you don't mind, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl. Girl, she's a hardcore candy store. Give me some more, girl.
How will the state pension, the PERS bill, as it's called, end up shaking out for state employees in North Dakota? We're going to ask Greg Steeman about that and coming up in a few minutes on the program. Plus, Red Cross has distributed packets that shows migrants where to cross the U.S. border. That's still to come on the program, too. On What's On Your Mind, so stay tuned for all of that. Breaking news that Moody's has downgraded the outlook for the entire U.S. banking sector. How's that sound, Cap?
Uh-oh.
There's an accomplishment for Say It Ain't So Joe, huh?
This can't be good.
Moody's downgrading the outlook for the entire U.S. banking sector. Yeah. And one of the reasons it's happening is because of what's happening with interest rates. And remind me why we're raising interest rates again. Joe Biden's inflation.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. That has electricity up 12.9% since last year. Natural gas up 14.3%. Groceries up 10.2%. Rent is up 8.2%. That's the highest increase in rent ever. Do you think wages are up? Or would wages be down?
Oh, wages are up. I would bet.
They're down.
Are they?
They're down 1.3%. So look at the increases in
the demand, that wages would have to be up. But
electricity, natural gas, groceries, rent.
Yeah. Yep.
All up double digits. Oh, yep. Excuse me, rent is 8.2%. And the real average hourly wages are down 1.3%. Wow, that Joe Biden really knows how to run a country, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Just ask him.
Yeah. Just swimmingly. Things are going swimmingly.
Vigorous. I think you see one of the words we were told.
I have a tally. I promised this for you earlier, but the answers keep coming in. On the nickname question, should Donald Trump continue to do the nickname thing? Ron DeSanctimonious and Lion Ted and all the, you know, nicknames that he used. Simple question, yes or no, should Donald Trump continue to use the nicknames? And no wins, but not by a huge amount. Between the calls and texts that we had a chance to read on the air, it was 14 no to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yes. 14 no to 11 yes. So the no's win, Kev. Do not use the nicknames.
Right, but I think on the other side of that, it's more of, well, I don't care if he does it. I think people should get over it. Unfortunately, there's a lot in the middle that just aren't getting over it. And we need him. A lot of my motivation about this is I love the guy. I want him back in there. And it's like, dude, you can't do that. We need to win more than the people that love you now. Okay. By the time we come to a year from November, we need the people that really don't like you very much to go, yeah, but you're the guy that can go in and keep breaking up the China shop, so go for it.
Texter says, I think it'll be hard for Trump to refrain from name-calling and labeling because it's an ingrained habit.
That's a great point.
Really, and would be hard for him to break.
Man. Yep,
yeah.
That's a great point.
And you've said that a few times, Kev, that you think that he should stop, but he will have a very difficult time to stop.
Yeah, you asked earlier, Kenny.
Yeah.
Is there discipline?
Is there that discipline there? I think actually one of Trump's real weaknesses is impulsivity. He is,
right.
He's got that. He just instantly wants to act, and I think it served him well.
Stop the prompter for a second.
It worked well in business, but in the political side, you generally want to think and then kind of strategize a little bit. But it's hard to argue with his success. That's for sure. Texter says. Would be great if he could have more of his words more appropriately spoken, which would boost his popularity and make him more electable. I think Trump would gain more respect using more respectable words. I don't think Trump's ever going to get respect, sadly, other than from his base. You know, he could do everything right. We could all say we want him to do these 20 things better. He says, I'm going to do these 20 things better. You think CNN's going to say something kind about Donald Trump?
Well, no, but then
Washington Post?
They're going to, everything that anybody does, whether it's Trump coming in saying we need to secure the border or anybody else on the Republican side of the aisle, they're going to call racist, they're going to call inhumane, they're going to use all the nonsense that they talk about, and then they're going to say the same thing when they talk about lowering crime rates and putting criminals in jail and actually having consequences. It's not going to matter. But Trump gives them more. It's like, dude, they have enough ammo already, and he gives them more to take the eye off the prize. You've got to focus on the fix. You know the problems. Focus on the fix.
The poll is finished, and your answers are in, and we appreciate that for you. It was kind of a fun little exercise there in learning exactly what you thought. Can you believe the American Red Cross is showing illegal immigrants where to cross the U.S. border?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
actually happening.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about that and what to do about it coming up a little later on in the program. Plus, as I mentioned, Greg Steenman will be here. Greg is a member of the North Dakota House of Representatives in the state legislature on that PERS bill coming up. Texter says, you remember we had the baseball player Shoeless Joe? We have a president, Clueless Joe. There you go.
Bada-boom. Serve USA, home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? Anacorda. Sale price, $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10-ounce for $12.99. And so much more. And a PetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.